Hey bitches, welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host Natalie and wow, I have missed you guys. Let me explain. There was no episode on the last two Thursdays. Number one, I had an episode recorded. It was a lovely back to school session and Professor Yappily was in session. She was ready to fucking yap and she did. But guess what? My dad called me in the middle of the recording and somehow, some way, Riverside can still not get their shit together. So we are going to be, I'm still doing my research, still looking around for the best platform to use, but I just had to get an episode up for you guys. So basically that's why the first Thursday was missed and then I was out of town. And then for the last Thursday, I actually had sun poisoning. Embarrassed to say, I had sun poisoning. Over Labor Day weekend, we were down the shore, and yeah. I didn't wear SPF for one fucking hour. 1 hour! One, uno. And we were at the beach. I've definitely gone an hour, if not longer, at the beach without wearing SPF, but the sun was out to get me. Yeah. And my forehead was swollen, my eyes were swollen, my nose was swollen. I was so nauseous. I thought I was just so down bad hungover. No, it was the sun poisoning, babe. And yeah, that's my story. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Today is going to be a great day. It is Tuesday, September 10th, which is so crazy. But I am ready for all the fall things. I am ready for apple picking, pumpkin patches. Literally, I'm ready for it all. So usually I use my phone to record for Riverside and it gives like a great quality. Right now we're just using my laptop. Love her, but with Riverside the laptop does not produce like the best quality. Sometimes it's like grainy. So if that is the case, we will not be using this video. But I am wearing my spooky merch. If you live under a rock or you just didn't know, I have merch. I have podcast merch, we have fall merch, Halloween merch, and it's cute as fuck. We have a bunch of Hocus Pocus in my spooky era and my favorite ghosts and hoes, plus our big emotions, bigger titties. There's like a little fuzzy thing flying. If you see me like swatting, if this video posts and you see me swatting, that's why. I'm not just like losing it, even though I am, because I did record this already. And we're not even going to talk about it. I could scream, but we're here. I'm here as always, hot bitches, respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. And oh, how I have missed you guys. Today's episode is going to be all about The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives on Hulu. It dropped September 6th. Anthony was at a little golf thing over the weekend, and which meant I had plenty of time to binge, okay? It is 9:19 in the morning. I am deciding between an Alani or a coffee. Might fuck around and have both. You never know. Just don't do that at 2 p.m. because you will be up until 2, 3 in the morning. Yep. Let's just dive in, why don't we? Thoughts on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Now, I tried to break this up episode by episode, but that just didn't happen. So if you are unfamiliar, I strongly recommend going to look up Taylor Frankie Paul and her lore on TikTok. She is a Mormon mom in Utah, and she started what is known as Mom Talk, basically where all these Mormon moms came together and, you know, found a purpose within each other outside of the house, outside of being a mom, outside of being a wife, and would just do like dances, have fun, and, you know, everyone ate it up. That is until Taylor and some of her friends, I don't believe any of the friends on the show were involved in the swinging scandal, but the ones that were, I don't think they were on the show. And so it turns out Taylor and another girl's husband went a little bit too far, even though they were all in agreement of this whole soft swinging thing. I don't even have caffeine in me and I'm like stumbling over my words as if I'm like going a million miles an hour. But anyways, yes, she took it a little bit too far. She's now divorced and co-parents with her ex-husband and now has a new boyfriend. And in current time, they have their own baby. My first thought was, so are these girls Taylor's friends? ? Because the way they're all talking about her was like giving hater. But, you know, it is a reality TV show. So you got to take things with a grain of salt. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles. So my second big thought, which is probably my first big thought of the season, her mom's a bitch. Her mom is so judgmental, so mean. I actually saw a podcast that her mom did interviewing Taylor, and her mom seems so nice, so not judgmental, so very understanding of the situation, and like a mom, like caring, empathetic, this, that, and the third. nope, she deserves an Oscar for that performance. And I quote, her mother said this on episode one. You're always screwing up everything. It's pissing me off. I'm tired of you always doing this to the family. You just piss me off and I don't even want to talk to you. First of all, to the family gives me like, I don't know, mafia vibes. But if my mother ever said that to me, I would lose it. Granted, she did say it after Taylor said, I'm going to need to take a pregnancy test, but you're a fucking grown adult. You're a grown woman. Do your own thing. Pop your pussy. I digress. When we saw Whitney and Connor, I believe it was Whitney and Connor, pop open their bottle of champagne when they came back to Utah after fleeing to Hawaii for, was it because of Connor's scandal or was it because of Taylor? I'm pretty sure she confirmed it was because of Connor. But when they said, have you ever tried champagne? And we watched them take their first sips of either alcohol or champagne on camera. That was actually crazy. I can't believe I've ever seen a person in their 30s, in their ripe age of 30-something, take a sip of alcohol. Now, I mean, I get you're Mormon and, like, maybe you don't drink alcohol, but, like, the fact that you're willing to do it on TV gives, like, so you are willing to drink alcohol? I don't know. The way that, I'm pretty sure it was Whitney, and I don't know if it was Macy or someone else, but they were waiting for Taylor to show up, but given the fact how close Macy and Whitney are, it's probably Macy. They were mocking Taylor for how she'd walk in or talk about her new boob job. And they literally baited her into all of it. So I was like, okay, ew. When we got to the point of Connor basically saying how, you know, he had been on Tinder and all the rumors were true after Whitney denied to everyone that this man was on Tinder swapping nudes with girls their entire marriage. Why was he crying? I literally have written down, why is this man, in parentheses, Whitney's husband, Connor, crying, period. I'm bored, period. I was bored because... I didn't like Whitney. I don't like Whitney. Yawn. At the end of the day, she is a real person, so I would never like leave hate on her posts. But she's just not for me. She's not for me. And I saw someone say or post a TikTok video about saying how comparing her to the mom of what's that movie called? The Help. And the one who was served the shit pie. Yeah. She and Whitney are the same person. But the way that she was so mad at Taylor for... Basically, Whitney shared with the friends that, yes, Connor was on Tinder. It was true and that she lied to everyone because she was embarrassed, this, that, and the third. And then Taylor's like, I'm going to have to take a pregnancy test. I understand that maybe Taylor could have waited a little bit, but also, guys, the cameras were there. If there was any time to spill the tea, per se, or share some scandalous news, when you know you're recording a reality TV show and everyone is a willing, consenting, paid participant, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're paid, right? Do you have to pay for your own reality TV show, or do they pay you? I guess it depends if you go to someone or they come to you. Anyways, we're getting off track here. Like, okay, yes, I get that Whitney wanted her moment, but you gotta realize the cameras were there, baby. And they were probably paying for them now that I think about it. When I finally put two and two together that Whitney was the mom that did the dancing video with her fucking baby in the hospital with its levels like plummeting, I knew I didn't like her. Does she have an amazing kitchen? Yes. Does that make me like her? No. Is she a bitch for doing that? Yes. And she's like, oh, I just feel like the world and everyone forgave Taylor for her swinging thing and for her like getting arrested because she and Dakota had like a drunken night, or I guess only she was drunk and there was some domestic, or she got charged with domestic violence, but they were like throwing things at each other. I don't know. I wasn't there. Yes, girl, because Taylor made a fool of her own self with the whole swinging thing. All consenting adults that all knew what they were doing. Yes. Did Taylor go too far? Yes. Whatever, she's owned it. But even the thing with Dakota, two adults. We're not involving a fucking infant that can't say yes, mommy, no, mommy. And your baby was not doing well in the hospital. We don't fuck around with children here, honey. This is the order of who I like the most. It goes from like loved, like to dislike. And Taylor is the reason that I watch this show, so we're going to include her in the whole love category, but this is my love category. I loved Macy from the jump, and Demi, and Layla. Layla is an unproblematic queen, and Jessie made her way up towards the end. And then I liked Michaela and Jen. Kind of wish we saw a bit more of them or that they had a little bit more of a backbone. I'm talking to you, Jen. And I did not like Whitney. Didn't really care for Connor. I don't know if we saw much of Michaela's husband or Demi. I think I liked their husbands, though. I mean, they were okay. Dakota, I go back and forth on. I'm pretty sure Jesse was the one who had the older husband. He was fine. But Jen's husband, Zach, which his cousin is Ben Affleck, so Zach Affleck. Oof, moment of silence, because his insecurities are going to eat him alive. And obviously, we've all been some type of insecure at some point, but let me just give you the tea. Basically, Layla is the only single girl of the group, a recent divorcee, and the girls had a trip planned to Las Vegas. Now, Jesse organized one, like, secret night, for not secret, but like a surprise night, to where the girls didn't know where they were going until they got there. Now, all of the girls flew except for Taylor, because she was like 9 months pregnant. Dakota drove with her because he didn't want her to, you know, go in labor without him, because they were like, I don't know, 5 hours away. And then Jen and Zach offered to be in the car with them. Zach did it because he, you know, has control issues. And Jen did it to be like a good friend to Taylor and probably to be a good submissive wife to Zach. So when they're on their surprise night, they realize or they learn about 2 minutes prior they're going to Chippendales, which is a, like, I don't know, like one of those Magic Mike stripper shows where you like sit in the stands and you can have like VIP tables and you can like get called up to the stage, whatever. But you can obviously say no. You don't have to like engage in the activities. And Jesse ended up getting them like a little VIP room. Again, this is all for Layla because she's recently divorced and she's like 22 or 23. She's young. She was cradle robbed. So, but that's, you know, what happens with the Mormons. Anyways, they find out they're going to Chippendales. Taylor and Jen are acting very uninterested, disinterested, whatever. And they tell their mans. Their mans are freaking out on them. Taylor and Jen leave. Dakota said some things, but then the next day, he said, like, dumb or, like, lame for being there. Like, why are you there? And so then they leave. Jen also leaves, but Zach is being a fucking asshole. Let's keep in mind, Jen is the breadwinner. Jen is paying for his nursing school. Jen gave him $2,500 to go to the casino as he has a gambling addiction, which I don't know if it's true. I heard the grapevine that he has used, like, money that her parents gave them for medical school on gambling. That could be totally false, total, like, not true at all. However, that is what I did hear. But basically, Jen went missing for, like, hours. They were in fights all night. Dakota ended up apologizing to Taylor the next morning. They were fine. And then Jen finally reconnected with the girls, and she's like, it's just what we needed. This was just the thing we needed. Girl, no, I will not stand for that. And Anthony and I even had our own discussions on, like, oh, what would we do? Would I be a little annoyed that he was at a strip club? Sure. But there's a difference between being surprised and it's for someone else, like for a bachelorette, bachelor party, a divorce celebration, whatever. For it being for someone else and you have the chance to just be, like, not engage with the half-naked people, not throw money at them, not get danced on stage, versus getting ready, trying to look cute, show up, show out, knowing you're going somewhere that your significant other, your husband, your wife would not like, or it's a boundary for them. There's a big difference there. And the girls didn't know. So for Zach to act that way, like, he popped his pussy in the worst way on a reality TV show. And, I would love to know what Ben Affleck thinks about all of that, because, girl, embarrassing. The way that Demi tried to rationalize her, and I want to say Whitney and someone else doing ketamine, was actually hilarious to me because, you know, they're not supposed to have coffee, they're not supposed to drink alcohol, they're not supposed to do drugs, but they will do ketamine because it's like a therapy treatment. The other part that absolutely sent me was when they all go get Botox. they use the laughing gas. And they're like, now, do we come here for the Botox or for the laughing gas? Girl, first of all, is that true? Can you get laughing gas when you get Botox? Because I would so get Botox if I could get the laughing gas with it, because I'm just like such a baby with pain and needles and shit that would take the edge off and I would be there. I would not have a thin lip. I would, you know, be able to control my facial expressions. Thank you. And lastly, it was so awkward, or I can only imagine how awkward it was for Dakota and Taylor to hash out their argument in the 5-hour drive to Vegas with Zach and Jen, with them also piping in and giving their opinions. Obviously, there's a difference between asking for someone's opinion and someone just sharing it, but it looked to me like Jen was just like yip-yapping, which we love a yapper here, but how awkward. And just how involved Taylor's mom was sent me. Like, her mother truly gives Karen energy in the worst way. I don't know if there is a good way to give Karen energy, which, by the way, that name is so, like, slanderized. Is that even a word? You know what I'm saying? In our generation and generations to come, because, damn, I don't think I know one Karen, except for, like, an old lady. Seriously, I don't think I do. And did we do that as a society? Did we do that? I think we did. I think so. Same with, like, Chad, Brad. And now that I knew many Chads or Brad, I think I knew one Brad. It was, like, my brother's friend. If they were even friends, I don't know. But, yeah, I hope this episode records in the way that I wanted it to, because Riverside, we're about to fucking square up, dude. Square the fuck up. So now I have to go decide if I want a coffee or an Alani. It's the Hawaiian slush. I've been a big cherry slush lover, and guys, they make mini Alanis. I need that in my life because 200 milligrams of caffeine is, oof, girl, that's a lot. That is a lot. And guys, fall is like 2 weeks away, so if you're waiting for that to get some Halloween gear, just do it now. Do it now, besties, because it'll get to you in time for you to wear for the holiday season. Yes, ma'am. Thank you guys so much for just being the best, for hanging in there with me while I have my technical difficulties and my sun poisoning, which it was embarrassing to admit that, like, I had sun poisoning being, like, from the desert. But my best friend, who also lives in Arizona and is a desert girly, she got it in California like 3 weeks before me. So, you know, soul ties or whatever. Basically, I'm just so happy to be back with you guys. Also, my best fucking friend, Sammy, got engaged. So everyone say congrats, Sammy. I love her and I'm so excited for her and Wyatt's future. Basically, I'm just, you know, ready to be fucking yapping with you guys on a better platform. And you guys are the best. As always, hot bitches respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. Please give us a follow on Apple and Spotify. Leave a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already. Go ahead and follow the podcast on Instagram at It's Nap Time Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palak, and so is my TikTok. So if you ever miss me yapping over here, or we ever have technical difficulties or some type of weird illness, which, knock on wood, I'm not getting sick this year. I am taking my supplements. I am doing the damn thing, because I rang in 2024 sick as fuck, okay? I had the trifecta. I had, like, pneumonia. I didn't have COVID, thankfully, but I had things that they couldn't really treat, which did suck. So, anyways, I love you guys. So let's keep in touch. Follow me on the socials. And, yeah, I love you. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed your nap time, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye.